This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman, the prosecutor for the Southern District of Ohio, which covers Columbus, said a mass shooting was the crime he feared most. Then in August, just 3 months before Glassman was to step down, one happened in Dayton. Glassman's last day on the job is tomorrow, and he joins me now. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So you said that in some ways you tried to prepare for that sort of shooting, not feeling that it was inevitable per se, but knowing that it could happen here. Is there anything that you think your office could have done differently or that the justice system in general could have done differently to prevent something like the Dayton mass shooting or to respond to that sort of shooting?
That particular shooter was not on the radar of federal law enforcement prior to that day. It's actually, in my view, a really it's a reflection of the magnitude of the challenge that we face, that that person committed that kind of violence and that kind of toll, even though Dayton police were right there. So the reaction to the event and the subsequent investigation have really been as swift and collaborative as anyone could possibly hope for, and yet we still have that tragedy. So I think it really shows just how much work remains to be done to figure out how we can mitigate the risk.
You said that that was the crime you feared most. Do you think that that's the biggest threat when we look at crime, or are there other things you look at as, wow, this needs to be our top priority?
I think that mass shootings and all kinds of mass violence are certainly high on the list. To me, they fall into the category of national security. But I think that we have to try to reduce violent crime, try to conquer the opioid epidemic that we've been fighting and not replace it with another drug epidemic. I think we need to vigorously investigate and prosecute hate crimes. Frankly, I could go on and on about the kinds of threats that we are facing. I think it's a varied and emerging threat landscape for all of us. I think that the internet is making some threats greater than they have been in the past, and sometimes making it harder for us to stop them.
You've garnered a reputation as bipartisan in your time as prosecutor. David DeVillers, a Columbus-based veteran assistant U.S. attorney, is taking over the post. He's a Trump appointee. Do you think that legacy of bipartisanship, of fairness, will continue?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, the position of U.S. attorney to be in that position itself is a political decision. It's up to the president. However, once you are U.S. attorney, that is very strictly not only not bipartisan, it's nonpartisan. Politics plays no role whatsoever, cannot, does not, and so far as I'm concerned, will never.
Still, though, beyond just one person or one position, there's been a lot of talk about one party taking control of federal courts. Are you concerned about politicking throughout the justice system?
Judges are in much the same position as U.S. attorneys. You know, there's a particular process by which people get to that position. But once you are a judge, that politics is gone forever. And that has always been my experience with all of the judges in the Southern District of Ohio. The way we do business here in the southern half of Ohio, which is what I know best, I think it's a model for the rest of the country. We are doing things the right way here. It's been a long tradition, and I have every confidence that it's going to continue.
U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much. Best wishes.
Ben Glassman is the prosecutor for the Southern District of Ohio. Tomorrow is his last day.